God just shows up and meets him. He says, I heard of you of my ears before, but now I see you, and I repent in dust and ashes. And everything's restored to him. But Job started out as a righteous man, the word says. Why should he go through all that? There's no answer for our minds. And I think on our natural thinking, we get in these loops of trying to figure everything out, figure God out, figure out the whys of life. And that really is very much under the futility of the age. It's a prison. Being in the mind of Christ is being set free from having to ask why. Amen. And to know that we're here to meet the Lord. This is really important. Jesus was saying this in John 16. He says that trusting me, you'll be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you'll be continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world. Do we hear what he's saying? He's not saying we're not going to have difficulties. He's saying, in the midst of difficulties, I give you peace. I've conquered the world. Take heart. He doesn't answer the whys. He just says, I'll be there for you. I'll be real for you. My peace will be real. Paul, Romans chapter 7, the conflict within himself, wanting to do right, doing wrong. I mean, the human conflict we all experience. What's his conclusion? There's no 10 easy steps to perfection. I didn't see that in Romans 7. He says, thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. The whole point is it's not something to figure out. We're made a certain way. We're troubled by our flesh. And the only answer is to meet the Lord. Shepherding is God releasing his spirit through people to bring us to that place of just being able to feed on the Lord. It's more important now than ever. When we talk about shepherding, I'm not just talking about leadership or church leadership. It's not a positional thing. It's an actual anointing from the Lord that can flow through the gift ministries. It can flow through anyone. But it looses you inside and frees your heart to find ground where you can feed spiritually. It leads you where you need to go. And I think we need to get out of this mentality that shepherds are the positions we see in church. Sometimes church leadership can be the opposite. It can be blocking people from growing. Leadership is an exercise of authority. It can shift into an exercise of power. Then it inflicts damage on both the leader and the led. Paul, in studying Jesus, had learned leadership where he managed to stay out of the way so that others could deal with God without having to go through him, meaning Paul. True authority doesn't block. It's not a wall. It opens a door to growth. Either ministries are imparting this open door and a revelation of the Lord being the shepherd, or they become a wall to block people from moving forward. And that's what Jesus said to the Pharisees, didn't he? He says, you don't enter in yourself, the kingdom of God, and you prevent others from entering in. So power can be a powerful way of blocking people. But true authority, Jesus not only spoke of it, he very clearly demonstrated what true authority was when he washed the disciples' feet. He said, here's true authority. It is an open door through humility where you can access the presence of the Father. We need the shepherding spirit. 1 Peter says this, 5. Here's my concern that you care for God's flock with all the diligence of a shepherd, not because you have to, because you want to please God, not calculating what's in it for you, not bossily telling others what to do, but tenderly showing the way. We need the shepherd's love to see what Christ has done for us. The shepherding is what leads us into the experience of the new covenant. Leads us into the experience of God's love that our minds can't comprehend. When we have power without the heart of the Lord, it always circles back to the law, rules, regulations. It circles back to bondage, where people are not free and they're not free to grow. Galatians 4, Paul says, talking about others, he says, they want to shut you out of the free world of God's grace so that you will depend on them for approval and direction, making them feel important. See, when you have people in power, that's what happens. They want you to circle around them so they can feel important. But true shepherding is an open door where people have access to God's presence. It's not about the person and their gift. It's all about God getting the glory. And I know we know these things, but we need to see these things a lot more than we have, I think. Psalm 23. Qualities of shepherding. We need to be able to discern that spirit of shepherding. You can go to a lot of meetings, you can be exposed to a lot of gift ministries and a lot of different teachings. You need to be able to discern the Lord's heart coming through. Because if his heart isn't touching you, you're not being nurtured and fed. You can be impressed, signs and wonders can take place, but Jesus made it very clear that people could do signs and wonders, and he said, I didn't know you. You lawless ones, I don't know who you are. So it's knowing the Lord that's important, and we have to have that shepherd's heart. It starts off, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord, Jesus, needs to be that to us, a shepherd. Our Heavenly Father needs to be a shepherd. I don't need a thing. This is very important. As human beings, we are so complex in the way we're made up, and we're so conflicted, and we're in angst about our flesh and trying to be spiritual, and what does God expect out of me, and I'm try harder, and we go through all these things. We don't need to reach a standard of human perfection. It says, I don't need a thing if the Lord is my shepherd. All we need is for him to shepherd us. We need that spiritual connection. Now, it doesn't say, I don't want anything else. Want's a whole different matter. We may want all kinds of things, good and bad. But as human beings, all we need is that spiritual connection where he is Lord and he is our shepherd. That's the answer to the problems of humanity. He feeds me. This is the spirit of shepherding. Guides me. And shields me. Three aspects. Feeds me, guides me, and shields me. He lets me lie down in green pastures. Picture this. He lets me lie down, meaning that there's resistance we have to that. We don't want to lie down. We want to strive. That's a soulless religious striving. That false belief that God is somehow just raising the bar just a little bit higher and we can't quite get over it. Someday, maybe, he'll be happy with us. There's all this internal striving because we don't yet fully believe and know what Jesus has won for us. But that spirit of shepherding lets you relax and lie down in green pastures. Green pastures is where you're going to feed on spiritual foods, words of spirit and life. But it's also where you're going to find the rest. He leads me beside the still waters. God's Spirit, we all want to be led by the Spirit. These are the sons of God, led by the Spirit. And we're always thinking of terms of what works we'll be doing. God wants to lead you to rest. Amen. He wants to lead you to the reality of what Jesus said when he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come to me. Take of it, this rest. He refreshes and restores my soul. How a shepherd's heart deals with our conflicted soul. He refreshes and restores. We need to look to that. You know, when we're going through all these conflicts, again, the Romans 7 dilemma, you're fighting within yourself. We think that we have to get an answer. Well, I'm fighting within myself because I'm having this problem and I need to answer this problem. You know something? Shepherding is not problem solving. And too many ministries are put in that place. Well, if you're the leader, then you're going to answer my questions. There's a lot of questions in life that God doesn't answer. Some he does, some he doesn't. But shepherding is not there to answer questions. It's to lead you into the way of life. So when we find this conflict going on within us, we think, well, I need to get an answer to this. What we really need is to be refreshed and renewed by the Spirit of God. When he refreshes and renews our soul, what does that mean? Our thinking gets freed. The mind of Christ, our minds get renewed. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his purpose. In other words, he leads us in the new covenant life, not the ways of the law, for his purpose. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear not, for you are with me. Does it mean that he takes away all our fears? No, he causes us to really face him. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it means we walk through some places we'd rather not be. He comes to help us with his love overcome the fear. Why? Because we sense that he's with us. We sense his presence with us. Not a problem solver necessarily, but a fear healer. That's what God's love does within us. Your rod protects me. Your staff guides me for comfort and consolation. You prepare a table before me. And where does he prepare that table? In the midst of our enemies. And that's where we meet the Lord and are nurtured. That's a hard one for us to get in life. A table where you want to eat, you should be in a nice secluded place. Who wants to eat dinner where there's conflict? I can't even stand being in restaurants where there's too much noise going on. But where the real, true spiritual feeding goes on, it says in the midst of your enemies. What does that mean? It's just, in other words, where you live. Talking about life. Spirit of the age out there, all these things warring against us. All in the midst of all that, God sets a table and says, here I am. You can feed on me. He's not going to take you out of the world. He's going to meet you in this world so that you're not of this world. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. Okay, the shepherding brings, again, a renewal to our thinking, new mind. My cup overflows. Goodness, mercy, and unfailing love will follow me, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord in the house of the Lord forever. That shepherding's heart, shepherding spirit, that true shepherd's heart, brings you into that living experience with the presence of God. David says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What he's saying is, it's home. This isn't our home out here. We try to get a sense of home in our relationships, in living in a safe place or whatever, but this realm will never be truly home to us. It's that place in God's presence. Jesus spoke of it in John 14. I go to prepare a place for you. Where I am, I'm going to come and get you and take you to your place in God's presence. That's your eternal home. Well, the shepherd's heart should be guiding us in that direction. I think in this day and age, we have a lot of ministries, and I hear a lot about the apostles and over different areas and regions and everything else, and I don't know about all that. I do know that whatever the ministry, apostle, prophet, pastor, helper, deacon, elder, whatever, or no, you could maybe no name at all, God's heart has got to be in that ministry if it's going to be effective. Amen. You can have the giftings, you can have the callings, but if you don't have the shepherding, we don't grow. And the Lord doesn't become real to us like he wants to be. We're in an hour where the age is just spiraling. I don't know where it's going. You know, I talk about any realm you want, politics, economy, anything else. I mean, this world is heading the wrong direction. But in the midst of all that, God wants his people to be established, comforted, renewed, refreshed, and find his presence as their home. Amen. Well, I was going to go into some other verses, but I think I'll save it for next word. Amen. Let's stand.